Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Wednesday night we were there in Westwell Masjid, and there we spoke about Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent, some extraordinary events took place and we highlighted those. Then on Thursday night, last night, we spoke about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Avondale Musalla, and Murdi'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who were those honorable ladies who breastfed the Master alayhi wa sallam? Then Jummah today, just carried live, alhamdulillah, by Radio Al Ansar last night and Jummah, and now we are in Stenga, mashallah. So we spoke about Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Our topic tonight is, why did Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala send Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what was the legacy, what happened after that? So all this Almighty Allah has mentioned and enshrined in the Noble Quran. When one studies Surah 48, Suratul Fath, verses 28 and 29, then you will find tonight's lecture, the summary of it, inshaAllah. Why did Almighty Allah send Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Almighty Allah jalla wa ala states, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. He, Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, is a supreme being. He sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance. We must remember, human being, we need a teacher, we need a guide. You take us, we want to drive a car, so we will go to the driving school. A lady wants to learn how to cook, she will go to a mother or a mother-in-law or whoever is prepared to teach her. So simple things in life, we need a teacher. So how come we want to enter Jannah, we want to please Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? So we must have a teacher. But the teacher must be such that he must be impeccable. The teacher must be such that no one can point a finger towards him, the teacher. The teacher must be such that he must have a global message and he must bring a universal law and constitution. So that is why Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy, not only to human being and jinn, but every creation of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. When we read Salat, just now we read Maghrib Salat behind the Imam, and the Imam Sahib read, and when we perform our Sunnah, we read ourselves, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is this hidayat, this huda? In English, when we look at the translation, the interpretation, they tell us guidance. This is a very incomplete translation. Hidayat huda means nurun, that effulgence, that radiance. Wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad, which Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala places in the inner recesses of our heart. And the barakah and blessing of that, the consequence of it is, we draw a distinction between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood. That is what hidayat is. If you go outside now, you will see maybe a vehicle, the park lights are on. So we are now on park lights, but we want Almighty Allah to increase that radiance and effulgence. So then it becomes dim lights, then it becomes bright lights, then it becomes your spotlight, then it becomes floodlight. So that is what we are asking Almighty Allah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, you guide us to the straight path. So one is the theory, the Quran Sharif. One is the practical, the demonstration and the practicality of the noble Quran. So that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the personality who practiced on the noble Quran par excellence. So huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda. So he Almighty Allah Jalla wala sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this hidayat. And this hidayat, my brothers, is a complete code of life. You will not find any aspect of deen. You study whether it is ibadat, our salat, our fasting, our hajj, so forth, zakat. Whether it is our business life, our commercial life, whether it is our social life, how to treat our wives, our children, our neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslims. Whether it is our personal character, akhlaq, and all those things. Whether it is the propagation of deen. So everything is included and encompassed in this. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ. There's only one deen, and that is the true deen. Let me give you some details, and inshallah, our Maulana Musaji, if I haven't sent it to him, I'll send it to him tonight, inshallah. The beginning of this year, 2017, I was in Europe, 6 countries, and I visited Germany and Italy and Switzerland, and then the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark and so forth. So when I was in Italy, lo and behold, my one brother there, Abdullah from Ghana, he's there over 30 years in Italy. So he took me around there in Venice, in these places. And lo and behold, you will find half the churches, nay, not half, more than half the churches are closed, they locked up. The people have lost hope. They see this Christianity is a dying religion. So they can't find solace, peace in that. If you look at the Pope currently, he's Pope Francis. Just go back, rewind. You will find the Pope's name before him was Pope Benedict. And go and see why he resigned. The story they are selling to the people, the masses and the public is, he had to go and apologize for the pedophilia, that this priest was busy with this child and this one was busy with that child. You see, when you study the Catholic Church, they have what they call celibacy. So the priest cannot get married. So when he can't get married, so he now has to become like a monk. And now you have a monk on that side, and on that side you have the nun. So nor can he marry, nor can she marry. Then you find some monkey business going on. So you must understand that that is an abnormal, unnatural system. So therefore now they get busy with the children and so forth. That's not the true story. That is just to sell to the public. Al-awam kal-anam. So you must remember, what is the true story? The true story we got, alhamdulillah, when I was there. So the true story, Pope Benedict gathered his cardinals and bishops and whatever else. And he told them, we need to do some introspection and an x-ray, that this Christianity, are we really practicing on the truth? Or is it something that is false? The whole thing, I've got it in German, if any one of you know German. Then I got a translation, but you can translate it if you want. I'll send it to Mohammed Musaji. So that's why they told him, Pope, you better resign. So when I was there, I said, let's go and meet the Pope. He said, nobody can meet Pope Benedict now because they got him. I'm not saying he embraced Islam. We don't make statements unless we are 100% sure. So we must remember this came from the horse's mouth, as you will say, from the Pope's mouth. So if they had to broadcast this to the whole world, there will be no hope for the Pope after that. So you must remember, brothers, sisters in Islam, Islam is the loving religion. For all times, all places, all circumstances. You go to Germany. The current leader, chancellor, they call her Angela. Her article we got. She told her compatriots in Germany and said the time will come. Yea, in Germany there will be many more mosques. They say mosque. Many more masajid compared to churches here in Germany. So today when the West, they want to demonize Islam and call us terrorists and they want to call us fundamentalists and extremists, the more they try and demonize us, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ, they have their plotting and planning and scheming. Allah has His master plan. More and more people embrace Islam. I was in Switzerland. In Switzerland, when we were in Zurich, they told me there's a person here, Daniel. And Daniel was one of the group of politicians, and he said, we won't allow any masjid with a minaret. We don't want political Islam. So you build your masjid, but no minaret. While going somewhere, I saw a masjid with a minaret. I told my brother, but here's a masjid with. Said, no, this is Ahmadi, meaning Qadianis. Qadianis are not Muslim. So anyway, I told him, stop the car, I'll go inside. So he looked at me like he was very surprised. I said, you want to come? You come, otherwise you stay. He said, no, you'll come. When we went inside, so there were two brothers there, Pakistanis. So I spoke to them a little bit. I realized they don't know much, you know. So I asked them, when you came here? They said, recently. I asked him, who's the Imam? So he told me, he's the Imam. So I saw some books there. I told him, mere khayal se ye kitab hai to aapki kaam ke nahi. There's some Arabic kitabs, you know. So he smiled, he said, Hamare kaam ke nahi. I knew he doesn't know Arabic. So I told him, mere khayal se main le jata ho. I'll take these kitabs away. Whenever you want to speak against anybody, you want to speak against the Qadianis, you want to speak against Christianity, you want to speak against the Shia, anybody, you must always procure their books. You can use our books. It will not be so effective. You must use their books and their literature, because that is what they are distributing. So I took it, I got it there at home, and then I started paging through it. So for the ulama, is a nice story written there. They say one day Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was sitting and he had his two disciples, his murids and students. And they were arguing and they raised their voice and he told them, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. I'm the Nabi here and you're raising your voice in front of me. So what bigger dalil you want now? So he claimed he's a Nabi in this day and this age, the past century. So these are claims that we use, that your person already said is a Nabi, so how can you be classified as a Muslim? Allah forbid, you can't be a Muslim. Nevertheless, so this Daniel, after 6 months, he called a press conference, and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasul. He became Muslim. So I said, take me to Daniel. He said, Daniel is under house arrest. So now they try and suppress all these people. The mass media don't speak of this. When you go there, then you get the inside story. So remember, Islam everywhere. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. And Islam is the only deen of haq. Judaism cannot save humanity. Because you must remember, Judaism say they are the selected people, chosen people. And me and you, we are Goyim, we are Gentile, we are second class, third class. So therefore, they can't be the people to save humanity. The Christians can't be, because you must remember the Pope himself gave you the answer. And you see among themselves, the numbers in their churches are dwindling. How many churches throughout the world are for sale? Show me one place, you go to Malawi, you go to Guinea-Bissau, you go to Burkina Faso, you go to Ivory Coast, you go to any poor country in Africa, you will never find The people will sell their houses. Never ever will it happen, inshallah, that the Muslims are selling their masjid and putting the masjid for sale. That is the system of Almighty Allah. 3-4 weeks ago, I was in Zambia. And from here, South Africa, I flew to Lusaka. From Lusaka, we went in the plane. And only 6 of us in the plane. And I looked at that plane, my wife and myself. And there were 2 pilots there. So anyway, you can see there's nothing between us and the pilot. You can see what they're doing and everything. So the turbulence and everything, the luggage is behind, we here and the pilots in front. So when we landed, so I went to the, and how we landed, right what we say in the bundus, you know, gravel road, dirt road. So when we landed, I saw a big strip and a narrow strip, and he landed really in the narrow strip, and the plane went like this. So we're making a lot of zikr, everything, we all must land safely. So I went to the pilot and shook his hand. I said, pilot, you did a great job landing, but I got one question. You know, we like Q&A, you know. So I asked him, that pilot, that where you studied? He said, in PE. Oh, very good, you studied in South Africa. A nice young guy. So I asked him that I'm looking around here, that this plane, and I don't see any toilet, and I don't need one, but I'm just asking. He said, yes, this plane doesn't have toilet. So I said, let's say if a person is really old and sickly, then you the pilot, and he has to go, what you going to do? He said, you know the package you use for vomiting and so forth, we just give them that. I said, okay. So even he was laughing, like. So anyway, so when you travel, then you have all these crazy experiences, you know. Anyway, that's not my topic. So when you go there, then I went another 2 hours by car, right in the jungle, and subhanallah, you find Muslims there. And for every 1 Indian you see, in a masjid when Jummah time I delivered, 1 Indian, 100 Africans, mashallah, locals, indigenous. And subhanallah, somebody is becoming a hafiz, somebody is becoming alim, somebody is becoming a sheikh, somebody is becoming imam. So Islam is the religion for now, it was the religion for the past, it is the religion for now, it is the religion for the future. But where have me and you failed? See in this ayat, why Almighty Allah sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So that this deenul Islam, this message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it must prevail over every other religion. Now where have we prevailed? If somebody has to ask us today, show me your political system. We have 55, 60 Muslim countries. We have Muslim countries. We don't have 1 Islamic country. So how are you going to gain and prevail over them when you cannot show them a political system? We have the political system. This is our weakness, that we are not implementing it. They will tell you, show me your economic system. So where do we have the economic system? So you break it up and see, we cannot produce to the world our political system, although we have it. We cannot show the world our economic system, although we have it. We cannot show them our social system, although we have. So we have the best. But this ummah today, me and you and the majority of Muslims and you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, this is my point, you need to realize that why is this ummah today in such humiliation and disgrace? Because our mindset, our thought process is such that the West is the best and white is right. We need to reverse that process and say Islam is the best and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, noble example, is the best for all times and all places. Our message is Islam for all and all for Islam. But because we were born in apartheid, and we saw the dismantling of apartheid, so we within ourselves, now we developed that apartheid mentality and inferiority complex. So we start feeling white is right and West is the best. That is a terrible notion to have. Remember, we suffer. When Islam is the best, we're not prepared to give people that. We want to mimic and imitate others because we think theirs is the best. Allah is telling us, لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. So in every field, Remember, in every field, we want every person who's a Muslim to be the best of the best. We need to be the trendsetters. We need to be the leaders. So that is what is required. In the light of this verse, لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And Almighty Allah is sufficient to bear testimony that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not elected by people. He was selected by Almighty Allah to be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Now see in front, Surah 48, verse 29. How are you going to do this? What is your constitution? What is your modus operandi? How are you going to do it? I can speak. So Allah is showing us the way. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Almighty Allah. The name Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam Muhammad is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran. And one surah 47, is known as Surah Muhammad. And that is, remember, known as Surah Muhammad, named after the Master alayhi salatu salam. The name Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned once in the Quran. Ponder and reflect on these 2 names enshrined, mentioned in the Noble Quran. Muhammad, the one whom Almighty Allah praised the most. Ahmad, he Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, I praise Almighty Allah and I praise Almighty Allah the most. Subhanallah. So both ways. Muhammad, Allah Jalla Wala praise Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. And Ahmad, he Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, I praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now we need to look at the students. We need to study the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to bring about a change in society. You want Muslims to prevail. Then this is the modus operandi. This is the manner and method that will happen. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُ. The Sahaba radiallahu an, the beloved companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were firm, they were steadfast, they were solid against the enemies. And رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And among themselves, they were kind, they were compassionate, they were so polite, so kind to one another. What have we done? We have turned it opposite. With the enemies, we have become so kind. With the enemies, we have become so compassionate. And with ourselves, we have become so firm and so forth. We've turned it totally upside down. I give you 2-3 easy examples. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an Saifullah. He writes a letter to Rustum. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it. And what does he say? Oh Rustum, inna ma'iya qawm. With me I have people. That yuhibbun al-qitala fi sabilillah. They love to dice with death. They love to fight in the path of Allah. Kama tuhibbun al-khamr. Like you love your alcohol. You look at their culture, now the silly season has started, the wine, dine and swine. So you must remember a nation that is involved in wine, dine and swine, and we want to take them as our leaders. How can that be? So Khalid bin Walid is telling him that remember, we will take you on because we love to do dice with death. We love to go out in the path of Allah and give our life for Allah. Our Muslim Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the respected honorable ulama and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is what Islam. Be honest, my brothers. Today we can't wake up for Fajr and so forth. So where are we going to speak about all these type of things? Therefore, we need to get our priorities right. Everybody wants to speak of Islam, but you just come to the masjid, 90% of the ummah doesn't read 5 times salat, but everybody wants to pass some comment. So how can it work that way? Ruhamahu bainahum. You look at the lives of Sahaba, who will do this today? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Madinah Munawwara, and then the Muhajireen, they are the migrants. The Ansar, they are there on the other side. And what they did? يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They loved the people who migrated to them. Be honest, we are in South Africa. After our democracy in 1994, so many people, the influx of foreigners, so many Muslims, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Somalia, and the Arab countries, Morocco, Egypt. And do we really love them? Be honest about this. We will say that this chef just came here to cause more trouble. It's not xenophobia only from the other people. From our side also we have this. So how we can? Ruhama ubeinu. The compassionate, the kindness. They are our Muslim brothers, they are our Muslim sisters. Hajj we go, this year Hajj, 3 million people. And what do we find? We'll find that the Muslims are fighting, even in Hajj, you took my tent, you took my tent, you took my tent, all these type of things. How come we are so disorganized? So brothers, look at the Quran Sharif. You want to bring the change in society, this ayat is teaching you. Ruhama ubeinahum. You need to have that compassion. You need to have that mercy. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ does not mean that we have to be rude to them. Does not mean that we have to treat them badly to the non-Muslims. No. It means on our belief structure, there is no compromise. We do not negotiate. We are firm and solid on that. We won't say that we will compromise on this issue and this issue. No. So, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You will see the Sahaba, some of them in ruku, some of them in sajda. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. And why are they doing all this? They are seeking the fadl, the grace of Almighty Allah, and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. See, my brothers, who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are the Sahaba? See what Quran says. Today was Jumu'ah night, Islamic day, Saturday after Maghrib. Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2. What are the functions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Mulana spoke about a madrasa. So we'll take a madrasa situation. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the teacher. The students are the Sahaba, male, female, adults and children. The curriculum and syllabi is what Quran says. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting, rehearsing the Quran Sharif to them. They are Arabs primarily, but yet they require a teacher. Wa yuzakihim and purify them. Outwardly from kufr and shirk. Inside our tazkiyah. From the pride, the jealousy, the love for this world, love for fame, name, all these type of things. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ and teach them the Quran Sharif. وَالْحِكْمَةِ and teach them the wisdom. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, wisdom means the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. So teach them. So that was the function of Nabi alayhi salam. Where is the madrasa? Today you go, mashallah, I'm sure from Stanger. In December, some of you are going for Umrah. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. And may Allah Ta'ala take us to the Haramain Sharifain for Umrah, Hajj, mashallah. So when you go to Safa, this side is Safa, that side is Marwa. And if you knew the Haram in the olden days, the 60s, 70s, 80s also. So remember that you will find that there was a door there where Safa is. And remember that was the first madrasa in the history of Islam. That is where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. And where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba secretly, privately and so forth. So imagine all that used to happen. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teacher, the Sahaba, the students, the curriculum I mentioned to you, the Quran and the Sunnah. Now they migrated. Now the madrasa is getting bigger. So now it's not only teaching, they need a hostel. So there are Sahaba. Sometimes 30, 50, 70, the numbers are fluctuating. And that are the Ashab-e-Suffa. Who is Ashab-e-Suffa? The greatest Shaykh al-Hadith, For this ummah is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He belongs to that madrasa. And they would stay there in the masjid. They were boarding, lodging, everything was there. So now the madrasa is expanding. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a teacher. Now the time came for the examination. Last week, 2 weeks ago, your students were writing exam. So concerned, now you're in relaxed mode. Exams are finished. Now we're just waiting for the results. But you know, South Africa, you must pass now. Yes. From a trick, you need 33% to pass. Yes. So why? If you fail, it's a miracle now. So you must remember this kind of thing. So you must remember this kind of thing. So anyway. Now Allah gave you the best of the best. Your place is Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Your teacher is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your curriculum is Quran and Sunnah. Now who will take the examination? Allah Jalla wa Ala states, this Arabic even you know. Ulaika alladhina im, I'm breaking up the words. Ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum littaqwa. Almighty Allah says, He Himself is taking the imtihan and the examination of the students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine what an examination. Do they possess taqwa? Me and you, our taqwa is such that now December comes, so everybody is in a holiday mood. So our morals, our taqwa, 90% we throw it out. Our haya, our shame. It's all of these men, handu chale, kullu halal business. Okay. You see? No. Sahaba, daytime, nighttime, public and private, khalwat, jalwat. Always they had there. That is what Allah is saying. Ulaika alladhina amtahana Allahu qulubahum littaqwa. That were they having that taqwa embedded in the inner recesses of their heart. Allah announced the results. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. Yes, Sahaba committed mistakes. Sometimes they committed the sin. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgave them. None have the right to criticize and revile them. Remember that. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And magnificent reward. So Allah says they pass with distinction. Not just scraping through 40-50%. They pass 80, 90, 95, 99%. 100% they pass. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَجُنْ عَظِيمٌ. So that is the results. Now the time came to give them certificate. You know, nowadays you give certificate, you give some award, you give some reward, you give some present. So Allah Jalla Wala giving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the present and award and reward. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah unse razi aur wo Allah se razi. Allah Jalla Wala is pleased with them. They in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Is this for some sahaba? Nay. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah says for all the sahaba, those who embrace Islam before Fateh Makkah and before the migration to Medina, they are included. Those who came afterwards, they are included. They all are the beloved students of the Habib Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how Quran praises them. The Quran Sharif is replete. Not only Quran. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. That the Sahaba here on their forehead, you will see the clear and distinct mark because of their sisda. They love to make sajda. They never bowed down in front of any power. Nor the empire, nor the Persian empire, nor the Roman empire. It never happened. Yes, they bowed down and they went into sajda only solely for Almighty Allah. That was sahaba. لَن نَرْكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We don't make ruku, we don't make sajda, except to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah brought the dunya at their feet. Umar bin Khattab, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Who is Umar? That Umar, understand one virtue of Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar, sab aaye, all came. Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. Big difference. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, makes dua, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab, or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar the side, or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. In the battle of Badr, is dispatched to Jahannam. Umar becomes Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And next to the Master alayhi salam is Thani Athnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. And next to him is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. That is a lesson you need to learn. So this Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, the Islamic empire is spreading. Iran comes, Iraq comes, Syria comes, Yemen comes, so many countries, subhanallah, and the booty and the spoils of war are just increasing. This ummah is coming out of poverty, and the richness and the wealth is barakah upon barakah. He cries, he weeps, Amirul Mu'mineen, Ya Allah, ujjilat lana al-hasanat. You are giving us our reward here in this world, Ya Allah. See the ayat Umar bin Khattab reads, and the word kafaru is mentioned clearly, but he says his taqwa, his piety. Maybe this ayat is referring to me and to us here. وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. When the non-Muslims will be presented to the fire, it will be told to them, see the word kafaru is used, non-Muslims. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. You have reaped all your reward in this worldly life, and now there is no reward for you. Ya Allah, you're giving us all this. It must not happen tomorrow. I don't get my reward by you in the year after. Who, which one of us will think like this? That was Sahaba. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. You think anyone, I give you quickly. Khalid bin Walid is buried in Hims in Syria. Then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, he was with the enemy right up till the 7th year. 8th year came, the month of Safar. He comes to Medina Munawwara and says, Ya Rasulullah, I am embraced Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elated. After few months they go to Jordan. And then the battle of Muta takes place. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you, Zayd bin Harisa, you the Amir. And if you are martyred, then you, Jafar bin Abi Talib, you are the Amir. If you are martyred, then Zayd bin and then Abdullah bin Rawaha, you are the Amir. Lo and behold, all three got martyred. Now what? You must make Mashura, and they chose Khalid bin Walid. Fighting an army whose numbers were 10 times more than theirs. And he took them out from that tight corner of theirs. The Master alayhi salam gave him the title Saifullah. You are the sword of Almighty Allah. Who gets these titles? Think about it. So remember that every Sahabi you look. Therefore when we study a hadith, we have a whole chapter, it's said but true. What is true we have to say. Said but true, it has become a neglected science today, even in our darulums. Remember Asma'ul Rijal, that way every rawi, every reporter, every sahabi, we can tell you where he was born, where he passed away, who his teachers were, where he studied, where he went to, what was his contribution. There is a non-Muslim, they call him a great sheikh in hadith. We don't accept that, but anyway, al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. That virtue is that even your enemies bear testimony to it. So you must remember, he writes, you understood? Watt is the name. Montgomery Watt is the name of the Orientalist. His first name, Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T. He writes in his book, Formative Period, I'm amazed at you Muslims. You have the biography, you have the life history of 500,000 people in your Asma'ul Rijal. And I went to study your books. I studied your Nasai, I studied your Tirmidhi, I studied your Abu Dawood. And I was amazed with the amount of consistency I found in the chain of transmission. Which Muslim is going to do all this today? So remember, they go and they study. Muslim, sleep. Man, busy Hollywood. Woman busy, Bollywood. And the children busy with Robin Hood. And those who are still left, they busy with Tiger Hood. So how does Ummah will go forward? We kill time, we waste time, and then we expect this ummah to go. It don't happen, my brother. For this deen of Islam, you have to give your life. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anh, see love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go study the life of any sahabi you take. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he performed 65 hajj. Ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. 1,000 umrahs he performed, and 1,000 slaves he liberated and emancipated. Up and down is to go from Medina to Makkah. And wherever the Master alayhi salatu salam stopped, just to rest, he, Abdullah ibn Umar, even with his satis and companions would wait. They told him, you're doing nothing. He said, see, I told you from the start, you want to come with me, this is my tartib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went this place to relieve himself, to make wudu. He went there, although he had no need for that. They asked him, what you doing, Ya Abdullah? He said, I do this because ittiba'un Nabi. I love my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became known as ashaddu ittiba'an li Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who loved the Master alayhi salam the most. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Surah 3 verse 31, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Then yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, who can say? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the Master's life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He said, I have compensated everyone illa Abu Bakr. The favors Abu Bakr did to me, I cannot repay it. And Allah Jalla wa Ala will repay Abu Bakr. All of you close all your doors that are leading into Masjid Nabawi. Illa Baba Abi Bakrin. But you leave the door of Abu Bakr open. Radiallahu anhu wardo. Umar Farooq, I told you. Usman is Zunnure. Today where the Imam stands, Sheikh Huzaifi stands, his Imam 40 years. In Medina Munawwara, that is the Qibla, the southern direction, when you face the southern direction in Medina. So that Imam, that place where the Imam stands, that whole mihrab, that niche, that semicircle, and the first 3-4 serfs, who did all that? Is known till today. Sayyidina Usman passed away in the year 35, we in 1439, more than 1400 years has passed, Ummah, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, O listeners of Radio Al Ansar, and today you want to question the Iman of Sayyidina Usman Zunnuri? He didn't go for collection, my brothers, make no mistake, Sahaba never went for collection. Usman Ghani, Usman Zunnurain, took his own personal money and he extended Masjid Nabawi. They asked him, for what you spending so much? He said, I heard, Samitu bi uzunay, I heard with my own ears, the Master alayhi salatu salam saying, Man bana lillahi masjidan banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. That who builds a masjid, who extends a masjid, Allah will grant him a palace in Jannah. So let me extend Masjid Nabawi. 1400 years, can you believe? The karamat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Bukhari's hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that tomorrow la'utiyanna raya, I will give this banner and flag to that personality, yuhibbullah wa rasoola, wa yuhibbuhullah wa rasoolu, Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him, and he loves Allah, and Allah ta'ala loves him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him, and vice versa. Every sahabi say, we were wishing. We get the banner, the flag. The Master alayhi salam said, Aina Ali, where's Ali radiallahu? They said he's got sickness, and his eyes are paining. So call him. The Master alayhi salam took his own saliva mubarak, rubbed it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he goes into Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. Today his title is Fatih Khaybar, the one who conquered Khaybar. You take anyone, take among the women. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, oh Ummah, we go for Umrah, you brothers. You my brothers, be honest about this. Every year Allah take us and keep on taking us. I announce Tomorrow we're going to the graveyard, to the cemetery. We're going to make salam to our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. We will be 20, 30, 50 brothers. 5 brothers will come, 6 maximum 10 will come. Why? Because we have to walk a little bit. We forgot all the sacrifices Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha made. She was the first person to embrace Islam. The first person to say labbaik to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kalla la yukhzik Allahu abada. Allah will never disgrace you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salam just received wahi and then came back, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trembling. She gave that support. She stood as a pillar of strength. One day Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, that why must we always now send the gravy and the food to the friends of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? And you know that she said few things. Nabi alayhi salam said, the Master Habibullah said, O Aisha, she is the lady who believed in me when the world rejected me. She is that lady who gave me the financial support when no one wanted to assist me. She is the mother of my children. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She is unique and unique. Rawahu al-Bukhari, the hadith in Bukhari. But this ummah today cannot go and make salam to her because we're in a comfort zone. How can I walk now? I'm staying in my 5-star hotel. When we can't appreciate, then what good we are? We go to Madinah Munawwara, and then sometimes they push us in front, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, mare hajj kabul farma. Everybody ameen. Ya Allah, mare umrah ko kabul farma. Everybody ameen. The one brother from Cape Town came here to the istima. So the buzruk made dua. Ya Allah, mare istima ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, mare daawat ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, humko ikhlas ata farma. So the brother from Cape Town said, Halamak net dua farma, halamak net dua farpa. They're making dua only for the mother here. They're not making no dua for the father here. Allah saying net farma, there's not farpa ni. So you bichara, you don't understand. So anyway, so now we made dua. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki ziyarat nasib. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut nasib farma. Ya Allah, give us death in Madina Munawwara. Ameen. All became Hanafis. All became Hanafis. No one says Ameen loudly. I look this side, I ask the man, what happened? Say, one pocket got the dollars, the other one got riyal. We want to die, but not now. I look that side, ask the ladies, what's wrong? Say, shopping baki che. What you talk of dying now? Our list is not finished. So how you can progress? I ask you. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the best of Allah's creation. He prepared the Sahaba to become the glittering lights where and where they went. Subhanallah. If I give you just few examples. You go to Jordan, Shurahbil bin Hasana's grave is there. How many of us even heard his name? So he is Fatih of Urdun. So remember, he conquered Jordan. You go this side here, Egypt, first of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. So Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, who conquers Egypt. Subhanallah, today if you go to Cairo and you go to Masjid Amr bin As, you will find the whole history written there. Sahaba, 70 of them, between 70 and 80 set. And then they worked out, calculated the direction of the Qibla. 20th year after the Hijrah, no one spoke Arabic there besides some Sahaba who came. Today, from 20th year of the Hijrah, you in 1439, from that time, Islam is a religion even today in Egypt. Arabic is the language there, the lingua franca, and the culture is Arab. Is this not karamat of Umar bin As? Think of it. So any place you go, subhanallah, what contribution they made. So what we did? So brothers, study how the Sahaba, they never warned the people their money and that. They warned the hearts of the people. Today the enemies want to tell us that Islam came when, you know, Islam spread with the sword. If Islam spread with the sword, where is the sword today? But how come your statistics are showing that Islam is the fastest growing religion, even in the West, where you have the power, where you have your media? The real message is this, my brothers. Each one of us, you the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, remember, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Whatever field you want to study, you study, as long as it's permissible. But your intention must be, I want to serve Islam. I address the doctors, I address professionals, whoever it is. I said, what is your intention? JC Niyat, Waisi Bar. You want to become a millionaire? Alhamdulillah. You want to become a billionaire? Alhamdulillah. You want to become a trillionaire with a uplan? Alhamdulillah. We will make dua for you. We got no problem with that. But if that money is going to take you away from Allah, take you away from the deen of Allah, then it's not rahmah. Then it is a zahma, is a curse. But with that money, you're going to help people. You're going to build masajid. You're going to help the Muslim ummah. You're going to help people in the townships, wherever you are. So then we will say, you have empowered people. That is liyuzhirahu ala deen kulli. Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, there's shortage, real scarcity of water in Medina Munawwara. And the Jew was selling water to the Muslims. He said, Usman said, okay, how much do you want for this well? He mentioned an exorbitant price. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu said, okay, I'll pay you half the price, and one day I will give the people water, and every alternate day you give. So they came to a mutual agreement. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was his day, for example, tomorrow, Saturday, he told the people, take the water free of charge. I invested, but you take it free of charge. Now when the day came for the Jew Sunday, nobody's going to buy. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, where the Jutla said, this is all nuksan, danda. Understood? He told Sayyidina Usman, you take the whole thing, I'm wasting my time. I made enough money. See, what Sayyidina Usman did? So he empowered the Ummah. He bought it, and he beat the Jew at his own game. So you need to understand, today me and you, if your intention is to do that, you want to uplift Islam, you want to empower humanity, then remember, Allah will give you so much, remember, beyond our comprehension and perception. My last message to you, my brothers, sisters in Islam, is this. What time was Azan? Quarter past 20 past? Hapas Azan. Oh, I must carry on to Hapas. Extra time. Penalty shootout. Okay. So, mashallah, I thought it's quarter past 8. So, very good, we carry on. We started a little bit late also, so it's alright. See, brothers, what is our message? Understand this. This is our message. And again, we are failing. If somebody has to ask me and you, who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah wa nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the effulgence, the radiance in the heavens, in the earth. Anywhere you look, you will see the signs of Almighty Allah. Last week I was in Cape Town. As soon as you land in Cape Town, at the airport, they got big, big signs and boards. They'll tell you water is a precious commodity. Use it sparingly. They got water rationing. You know we had load shedding. You had DC, direct current. Then you had AC, alternate current. Then you had ANC and no current. You know? They had load shedding. So there in Cape Town, you must remember, they have water shedding. 23, 25 masjids, you must remember, they close the taps. They'll say there's masjids using too much water. So water is just trickling out. You open full, nothing will happen. Every house, you must remember, has got a certain limit. You go beyond it, they put one gadget there, the water only trickles out. So Allah is teaching us, Allah wa nuru samawati wal ard. Wa fi kulli, the shayid, the poet says, wa fi kulli shayin lahu ayatu, tadullu ala annahu wahidu. Every creation of Almighty Allah will teach you a lesson. There's only one creator. There's only one supreme being, and that is Allah. If Allah withholds that, you must remember this water, who can bring the water? If Allah Ta'ala tells the sun that you don't rise tomorrow, who can change it? Anything you want to look at. So my brothers, that is Allah's absolute control, power over the entire universe. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu's message, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ Mustafa Sallallahu's message is filled with nur. The Messenger Sallallahu Sallam, prior to his Milad Mubarak, the nur was already spreading. Go open Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Sallallahu Sallam hadith is mentioned, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ Ibrahim. I am the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa bushra Isa. Nabi Isa alayhi salam gave glad tidings of me. In the gospel, in the Injil, it is mentioned, the Quran mentions it. Wa mubashiram bi rasuli ya'ati min ba'd ismu Ahmad. My mother, Sayyida Amina, wa ra'at ummi, annahu kharaja min anur. This is prior to the Milad Mubarak, to the birth of Nabi alayhi salam. My mother already saw nur, radiance, light here, emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarrama, illuminating the Levant, illuminating Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Open Musnad. Prior to the Mubarak birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the message of Nabi Alayhi Salaam? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance effulgence of Islam. So that time, it was kufr, it was shirk, it was nasraniyat, yahudiyat. So all today is secularism, capitalism, Zionism, all democratic dispensation. All these are satanic systems. We got no place in Islam. No place at all. But we have not given the panacea. We have not given them the solution. So therefore people say, fine, we won't accept it, but show us your system. And that is where we fail. So understand, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is nur. Quran Sharif is nur. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Every ayat of the Quran, 6,236 verses is nur. Today, a brother comes to Maulana, he comes to you, he says, I want to embrace Islam. So fine. We make him or her a Muslim. And then, what must we do? Quran is telling you. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. What that person who was spiritually dead, he's not Muslim. فَأَحْيَيْنَا. We gave him the life, we gave him Islam. What must he do? وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ. He must now walk the talk. He must go in the light of Islam. That is what we have to spread. Spread the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam. See, Quran is teaching us. Next one. That me and you Muslim, O Ahmed, O Muhammad, O Zainab, O Aisha, O Fatima, who are me and you? We're not ambassadors of South Africa. We're not ambassadors of this country. We are ambassadors of Islam. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي. Whosoever Allah open his heart and bosom, and that heart is saturated with Iman and Islam, he has the nur which Almighty Allah. I started with Hidayat, you remember? So that nur Allah has placed in the inner recesses of that person's heart. That nur now you have to spread. You took your candle and then you kindled many other candles. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah was asked, what is the definition of nur? He said, "Al-zahiru li nafsihi wal-mudhir li ghayri." You yourself, you illuminated and now you ignite others as well. So take this message, my brothers. Now we live in a world. Remember, we all chewing gums, small media we got, you know, it's nothing. Look at all the big guns. So you must remember, they all want to slaughter us. So remember that what must we do? Take solace, take from this verse. Allah uses the word in the present tense and future tense. What are the world politicians, the world media, the world commentators, majority of them, yuriduna, they are the ones, their intention motive, أَيُّدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention is to extinguish this nur of Allah, this deen of Allah, this deen of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They want to obliterate it. They want to remove it from the surface of this earth, from the face of this earth. You must become a part-time Muslim. Friday you read, weekend you have somebody around you, boyfriend, girlfriend, and you have the wine, the swine. So that kind of Muslim we want. See, today's human being. I was in Australia. I was going to New Zealand. So I was passing through Australia. And then we were there in the lounge. So when we went, so I had to go to the bathroom. So I looked, I see male. Then I see another one, female. Then I see another one. So I'm looking at it. This one, no gender. Now imagine if people are mixed up in that. And our South Africa is also like that. Totally germakar, totally mixed up. The people who are making dua for a change in leadership in South Africa, the dua stopped in Zimbabwe. So brothers, why I say South Africa is not... South Africa constitution allows it. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. It allows it or not? يُرِيدُونَ يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish this entire deen of Islam with their mouths, with their media. Allah is giving me, is giving you, my esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar, the great inspiration, motivation. You are with the winning team. You got the trump card, not Mr. Tweets. You got the trump card. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let this nur spread in all parts of the world. Allah will let this whole world be filled with the nur of Islam. Even though the kafirun and the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. The more they hate it, the more Islam will spread. But what must we do? Minimum, make this your starting point. Today was 12 Rabiul Awwal. Tonight is 13 Rabiul Awwal. Oh listener, take Surah 66, verse number 8. We'll conclude now. Surah 66, verse number 8. The Quranic du'as. Try and learn them, memorize them by heart. Then. Surah 66, verse number 8. What is the du'a? رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغَفِلْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, perfect for us our nur. When we leave our home tomorrow morning, you're Muslim, you come into this masjid or you go into any other masjid and now you leave from your home. So this is the sunnah nabawiyah. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي لساني نورا وأن يميني نورا وأن شمالي نورا وأمامي نورا وورائي نورا وفي دمي نورا وفي عصبي نورا وفي شعري نورا وفي بدني نورا. Are you reading, my brothers? When you go for Fajr, we don't read Fajr, so what you talk about the dua? See, Fajr tabu jalli che. Oh, this ummah. When I used to teach in Darulum and the students did Fajr, married students, I used to give them 6 cuts. I say, you become Molvi, you can't read Fajr Salat. I used to leg them up there and give them all 6 cuts. So you must remember this. Nowadays they say we can't do that also. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers, taught us what is the nur. When you leave your hujra, your room, and you're coming for salat, you beg Allah that give my heart the nur, the radiance and effulgence. Then put in my ears the nur, put in my eyes the nur, in my tongue the nur, on my right, on my left, in front and behind. Today you got blood problem, wafi dami nura, put blood in my blood, so in my blood system put nur, in my nervous system put nur, wafi asabi nura. So imagine we begging Allah for nur. So when the day starts with all these challenges, Allah will let the nur prevail all the time. And the batil will then disappear slowly, slowly. So that is how we start. So we beg Allah for the noor. We beg Allah, Rabbana atmim lana noorana wa fil lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. We conclude today's talk with the dua. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. Ya Allah, grant us your love. Ya Allah, grant us the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us those actions that will draw us nearer and closer to you. Let us become of those people who spread the noor of Islam through all four parts of the globe. Believe you me, brothers, the ummah, the world is thirsty. I travel many countries with Allah's help. You are in Durban, you have a wonderful ocean. I told my brother now, Maulana Ibrahim Randeri, mashallah, take this road to Padubuza. I hope my tajweed is alright there. So anyway, so I like to see the ocean. We come from the farm, you know, so that we don't see the sea. So anyway, so when you look at the ocean, I leave you with this, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. When you look at your ocean, you see the bubbles and you see the foam. The foam and the bubble is on top, but it is a symbol of falsehood. It will disappear. Apartheid was on top, it disappeared. Communism was on top, it disappeared. Zionism is on top. Wallahi, I tell you in this masjid, very soon Allah will dismantle it. So every system based on batil, on falsehood, Allah's promise, innal batila kana zahuqa, it must perish. That is the foam and the bubble. Me and you, O Ummati Muslimah, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, wa amma ma yanfa'u an-nas fayamkuthu fil ard. Take the water, how the water is the essence of life, how the water quenches our thirst. Take the water of Islam and spread it to humanity, and then see what a great legacy we left. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one personality, the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. In Hajjatul Wida, 124,000. Today, over 1 billion. Imagine the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Almighty Allah jalla wala make us the true devotees of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the true followers. We thank the honorable imams, the trustees, you, for this program, and we thank Radio Al-Ansar for this live transmission. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.